Emerald Tablet 6, The Key of Magic. Hark ye, O man, to the wisdom of magic. Hark to the knowledge of powers forgotten. Long, long ago, in the days of the first man, warfare began between darkness and light. Men, then as now, were filled with both darkness and light, and while in some darkness held sway, in others light filled the soul. I, age-old as its warfare, the eternal struggle between darkness and light, fiercely as it fought all through the ages, using strange powers hidden to man. Adepts have there been filled with the blackness, struggling always against the light, but others there are who, filled with brightness, have ever conquered the darkness of night. Where'er ye may be in all ages and plains, surely ye all know of the battles with night. Long ages ago, the sons of the morning, descending, found the world filled with night. There in that past time became the struggle, an age-old battle of darkness and light. Many in that time were so filled with darkness that only feebly flamed the light from the night. Some there were masters of darkness, who sought to fill all with their darkness, sought to draw others into the night. Fiercely withstood they, the masters of brightness, fiercely fought they from the darkness of night. Sought they ever to tighten the fetters, the chains that bind man to the darkness of night, used they always the dark magic, brought into man by the powers of darkness, magic that enshrouded man's soul with darkness. Banded together in an order, brothers of darkness, they through the ages, antagonists they to the children of men, walked they always secret and hidden, found yet not found by the children of men, forever they walked and worked in darkness, hiding from the light and the darkness of night, silently, secretly using their power, enslaving and binding the souls of men. Unseen they come and unseen they go. Man in his ignorance calls them from below. Dark is the way the dark brothers travel, dark with the darkness not of the night. Traveling over earth they walk through men's dreams. Power have they gained from the darkness around them to call other dwellers from out of their plane in ways that are dark and unseen by men. Into man's mind space reach the dark brothers. Around it they close the veil of their night. There, through its lifetime, that soul dwells in bondage, bound by the fetters of the veil of the night. Mighty are they in the forbidden knowledge, forbidden because it is one with the night. Hark ye, O man, and list to my warning. Be ye free from the bondage of night. Surrender not your soul to the brothers of darkness. Keep thy face ever turned toward the light. Know ye not, O man, that your sorrow only has come through the veil of the night. I, man, heed ye my warning. Strive ever upward. Turn your soul toward the light. For well know that those who have traveled so far towards the sun on their pathway of light have great and yet greater power to bind with darkness the children of light. List ye, O man, to he who comes to you, but weigh in the balance if his words be of light. For many there are who walk in dark brightness and yet are not the children of light. Easy it is to follow their pathway, easy to follow the path that they lead. But yes, O man, heed ye my warning. Light comes only to him who strives. Hard is the pathway that leads to the wisdom. Hard is the pathway that leads to the light. Many shall ye find the stones in your pathway, many the mountains to climb toward the light. Yet know ye, O man, to him that overcometh, free will he be of the pathway of light. Follow ye not the dark brothers ever. Always be ye a child of light. For know ye, O man, in the end, light must conquer and darkness and night be banished from light. Listen, O man, and heed ye this wisdom, even as darkness, so is the light. When darkness is banished and all veils are rendered, out there shall flash from the darkness the light. Even as exist among men the dark brothers, so there exist the brothers of light. Antagonists, they of the brothers of darkness, seeking to free men from the night. Powers have they, might and potent, knowing the law the planets obey. Work they ever in harmony and order, freeing the man's soul from its bondage of night. Secret and hidden walk they also, known not are they to the children of men. Yet know that ever the walk with thee, showing the way to the children of men. Ever have they fought the dark brothers, conquered and conquering time without end. Yet always light shall in the end be master, driving away the darkness of night. I, man, know ye this knowing, always beside thee walk the children of light. masters they of thy Son power, never unseen, yet the guardians of men. Open to all is their pathway, open to he who will walk in the light. Free are they of dark Amenti, free of the halls where life reigns supreme. Sons are they and lords of the morning, children of light to shine among men. Like men are they, and yet unlike. Never divided were they in the past, one have they been in oneness eternal. Throughout all space, since the beginning of time, up did they come in oneness with the All One, up from the first space, formed and unformed. Given to man have thy secrets that shall guard and protect him from all harm, he who would travel the path of a master. Free must he be from the bondage of night. Conquer must he the formless and shapeless, conquer must he the phantom of fear. Knowing must he gain of all the secrets, travel the pathway that leads through the darkness, yet ever before him keep the light of his goal. Obstacle great shall he meet in a pathway, yet press on to the light of the sun. Hear ye, O man, the sun is the symbol of the light that shines at the end of the road. Now to thee give I the secret, how to meet the dark power, meet and conquer the fear from the night. Only by knowing can ye conquer, only by knowing can ye have light. Now I give unto thee the knowledge known to the masters, the knowing that conquers all the dark force. Use this, the wisdom I give thee. Masters, thou shalt be of the brothers of night. When unto thee there comes a feeling, drawing thee nearer to the dark gate, examining thy heart and find if the feeling thou hast come from within. If thou shalt find the darkness, thine own thoughts, banish them forth from place in thy mind. Send through the body a wave of vibration, irregular first and regular second. Repeating time after time until free, start the wave force in thy brain center. Direct it in waves from thine head to thy foot. But if thou findest thine heart is not darkened, be sure that a force is directed to thee. Only by knowing can thou overcome it. Only by wisdom can thou hope to be free. Knowledge brings wisdom, and wisdom is power. Attain, and ye shall have power over all. Seek ye first a place bound with darkness. Place ye a circle around about thee. Stand erect in the midst of the circle. Use thou this formula, and thou shalt be free. Raise thou thine hands to the dark space above thee, close thine eyes and draw in the light. Call to the spirit of light through the space-time, using these words, and thou shalt be free. Fill thou my body with spirit of light. Come from the flower that shines through the darkness. Come from the halls where the seven lords rule. Name them by name. I, the seven. 3, 4, 5, and 6, 7, 8, 9, by their names I call them to aid me. Free me and have me from the darkness of night. Untanas, Quirtus, Chitol, Goyana, Hertel, Semveta, Ardo. By their names I implore thee, free me from darkness and fill me with light. Know ye, O man, that when ye have done this, you shall be free from the fetters that bind thee. Cast off the bondage of the brothers of night. See ye not that the names have the power to free by vibration of the fetters that bind? Use them at need to free from thy brother, so that he too may come forth from the night. Thou, O man, art thou brother's helper. Let him not lie in the bondage of night. Now unto thee give I my magic, take it and dwell in the pathway of light. Light unto thee, life unto thee, sun may thou be on the cycle above. End of Tablet 6.